And now here is Bob Hill to read us what you all helped him create.
I've chosen ethereal pale blue ink and not realizing that it might get dark. So there might be even more improvisation going on. But what I'll try and do, and bearing in mind it's gothic and so therefore there's not many laughs, is hopefully make you feel very sad. And the first one is emission, regression, ovate. Ovate is egg-shaped. She slept fitfully for the weeks before her birthday. She grew pale, poetically white. She coughed quietly, but regularly. On the eve of the birthday, the regression was complete. Tiny eggs grew in space between her bed and window. White, so poetically white. Coughing, a quiet emission of noise. Ovate shaped. Opening on her birthday to reveal perfectly formed. And the second one is Lore, L-O-R-E. Behemoth, a big weird monster, I think connected with Richard Gere, an absinthe. In Paris, he wanted to taste the city, disappearing down noisy streets, stumbling across noiseless alleys. He tries the first open door, passes pipe-smoking drinkers loudly arguing and spouting lore. Germanic folktales of children abandoned by disapproving parents. Heads to the bar, orders the absinthe. Watches the watchers watching the green liquid smoothly go down. Before the pale dawn light lit up the pale city, he saw the beer moth draw crimson blood. Interlocker, and I've taken that to be a sort of spokesperson, tundra and sanatorium, almost as gothic as you can get. My dearest wife, you will not see me again. The weather has been abysmal. The food is almost gone. I am tired and will soon sleep forever. One of my colleagues has already left the tent. He did not return. I want to say so much more. Make my love echo across the white, frozen desert. I must make do with pen and paper. But imagine my words carrying for miles in the cold silence. A tundra soaking us up, tying my heart in knots, sealing my mouth, slowing my brain. I think back to our first days, the boat trips on the cam, the lap of late afternoon, a stolen kiss, a wish for me for more. I wish, my love, the white desert would release its grip. Take me to a sanatorium to learn to breathe again. Instead, my tiredness begins to appeal, and the light is darkening. My dearest wife, be an interlocker to my children. Think of me always as warm, happy, my words carrying miles across the bright countryside like the skylark's brave call. And lastly, Zidwa, sanitarium, accoutrements. I know there's maybe a few people from Torbay and Teignbridge who are not quite sure about Zidwap, but certainly people from South Hams know that it's a temple in the shape of a pyramid. I felt mildly happy. After 2 weeks in the sanatorium, I could look out the bed, see the sun, and know the time of day within 20 minutes. I told no one. After 4 weeks, I managed the time frame to 10 minutes. I decided to tell everyone, starting with the night nurse. As it was now 2 a.m, she had to believe me, and did. At 7 a.m, I told the ward sister it was 7:25, and she walked away. After mentioning my skill to 4 or 5 other inmates, showing them what I could do, I knew I had to move on, produce new key skills, deliver cleverer punchlines, show I wasn't a one-trick pony. So I threw away my wristwatch, sought out different accoutrements. As the summer faded into autumn, through the newly red leaves of the surrounding trees ready to fall, the inmates, night nurse and ward sister saw the Zidwa grow slowly floor by marble floor.